Welcome to Big Blend Radio with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazine.com.
So, Steve, I've got to ask you, what's on tap over at the Lion and the Rose, Mr. Brewmaker?
Well, we just put a new IPA up on the tap, and we have the wheat beer, as always. That's pretty much the same thing, but we just put a pretty like a double IPA out there. It's like hovering around 7%.
Ooh, fun. Fun at the end.
A little
potent. So do you have a signature brew, like at Free Folk Brewing? Do you have a signature beer?
We do. Like, one of our most popular beers is our Trucker Speed. It's an Imperial IPA, like really bold and juicy, and people ask for it by name. They're like, I want that trucker beer. So that's one of our most popular. It's a crowd pleaser for sure.
I love
this. This chocolate porter that Steve makes, I keep hearing about.
The real name of that. I love that your beer, the Dirty Godiva. That's the real name of the beer, is a Dirty Godiva. And there's an interesting backstory that I'll behave about right now, but it does involve a nudist motorcycle driver, rider. Rider in her 70s, and who falls down a lot when she drinks. So that's what it's involved. You know, that's where
she's a nudist.
She's a nudist, and she falls down nude. And so that's the very short part of that story. But anyway, so the Dirty Godiva is named after her.
That's funny.
The quickest way I could say it. And all I know is when someone falls down drunk and they're naked, don't be the person to try and help them up. It's not a pleasant look. So don't do that. Don't do that. But I love that your beer is called the Trucker, because one of our favorite songs, well, we love truckers as road trippers. Truckers are amazing. They are like the golden warriors of the highway, and they help. And when they honk at someone who's doing something wrong, they really honk. But we stop at rest areas all the time, and they help. And one of our favorite songs is I Like Trucking, and it's from the 9 o'clock news. I like trucking, and I like to truck. He likes trucking. Mm-hmm. So anyway, sorry.
We named it after the Fred Eaglesmith song Trucker Speed. So that's another one to check out.
I'm liking this. This is the ultimate road trip show right now. Beers, trucking, Dirty Godivas. So I want to know if you saw any of, you know, nude motorcyclists, Karen, on the road trip.
Oh, gosh, no. Thank God, no.
And we want to talk about
nothing incentive. Nothing incentive-wise for a beer name.
But your road trip, I think, really ties together because you guys love nature, you love music, you love beer, obviously, and you're in Beer City, USA in Asheville, but... give us a route of what you've done, because I know, like, a lot of our audience, if they're going to a national park, things like that, they want to do things, they want to do parks, but they also want to know, what can I do on my way to and from a park? So you obviously are home to the Great Smoky Mountain National Park. You've got the Pisgah National Forest, which I love to say, and you have Blue Ridge Parkway. So tell us your route.
So we went up through Virginia to get into West Virginia to have several days up there. The goal was to spend as much time as we could in New River Gorge Park, just because it's one of the newest national parks. So that's exciting for most people. Some don't even know that fact. So we did several different hikes while we were in the park. We went to the Thurman Ghost Town. Thought that sounded cool, that it was a little different for a national park to have a ghost town.
Cool.
Of course, we did, like you said, we did the bridge walk just because we had to have a little adventure, a little excitement in there, a little adrenaline rush. And that was very exciting. So what else would you say, Steve? We, of course, had to, normally we don't eat breakfast, as a lot of our guests already know. They're surprised when we say we don't normally eat breakfast, but of course, we had to try breakfast while we were out and had let somebody take care of us. So we went to an interesting place called Cathedral Cafe. Sarah could probably fill you in a little more on the history than we can, but it is definitely a cool little old cathedral that they've turned into like a coffee house cafe. The breakfast was delicious, cool decor, very funky, artistic kind of creative vibe in there. That was a really fun spot.
Oh, okay. So right, Steve? Did you stay in Fayetteville? Is that where you were kind of headquartered when you were out?
Yes.
Or did you stay in different towns?
So we did. We stayed in Fayetteville as our base. Just to make it easy to drive different directions, because New River Gorge Park was, I think, as you guys know, spread out, you know, quite a distance from north to south. I think it took like an hour from the southern part to the northern part. A little bit of a drive. So Fayetteville was nice in the middle. Good location.
Oh, cool. Yeah, and we never made it there. We did the south part. We did like Sandstone Falls. And I mean, it's just, and there were beautiful communities, and we went during the fall season, which was absolutely mind blown. And we went part of the Blue Ridge Parkway. I think we left Asheville. So we did like a different route than you guys. And I think it's cool. Yeah, we did maybe we'll have to do like two articles. We'll put our side and then you did one side. It's kind of cool.
There you go. Side by side. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That you did that. But where did you stay for people to know about?
It was a place called Mountaineer Cabins. It was owned by Paul Buckley, I believe you say his last name. He was the founder of Adventures, trying to think of the name of it, Adventures on the Gorge.
Okay.
Over there in Fayetteville.
AOTG, we call it here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
There you go.
So are they well known, Sarah, out there for taking people out or?
They really are. They do it all. They do rafting, hiking, climbing excursions, and they have a really nice little, a nice area right there on the gorge. Actually, their pool overlooks the New River Gorge, and you can see the bridge right from their pool. So it's really, it's a destination.
Oh, that's nice.
People love it.
Cool.
Yeah. But speaking of Thurmond, I wanted to say about the ghost town that Karen, you and Steve visited. Did you learn about how the longest poker game in the Guinness Book of World Records was held there?
No.
Did not. 14 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. 14 years.
Oh, my gosh. So what? I have to segue on that. So
what?
Yeah, that is cool.
Wow.
I mean, and no one got shot?
That's crazy.
Like, during that?
You know, there might have been a few people get shot.
Yeah, I would say that's how they became ghosts.
What about Wyatt Earp? Was he there?
Yeah, right. I don't know if he came
that
all the way.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
That was a pretty rough town back then.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it was one of the richest towns in West Virginia due to the coal mining industry. And like, yeah, it was booming. But now it's, like as you saw, there's nobody left.
Yeah.
But that happens, right? It's like the one
they fell asleep after playing poker for.
Yeah. But I love that you brought this up, because our inspiration from this show came from doing our Jefferson Highway show, which is every fourth Thursday. And so this is every fourth Monday. And the Jefferson Highway it's a historic highway that was started in 1915, and it was America's very first vacation route. It goes from Winnipeg, Canada to New Orleans. And this week's show is about world records, Guinness Book records on the highway. And we have the guy that has the longest beard in the world. I mean, it's long. And
that's
all the photos
cool.
are in sepia. This is how old it is, right? And then we have the car with the biggest amount of stickers on it. And it's at a diner. So we've got, I'm digging this poker. We should just do road trip radio every day. This is fun. I don't know. Maybe they did detours over. But Sarah, can you give us like a little overview of your community? Is it something that, you know, becoming a national park with New River Gorge, did that help tourism? Has it helped tourism yet? Because I know it is still pretty new, but has that helped your community?
Oh, for sure. You know, in the past, we've been a very seasonal, but now we're starting to see people coming all year round. And it's just really great to see. And of course, there are a lot more folks coming here in the, during the summer to raft and that kind of thing. But mm-hmm. there's hiking and biking, and actually the wintertime is my favorite time to hike. So, but an interesting fact about this, the New River Gorge National Park, it's an 8-hour drive from 60% of the U.S. population. So I think, especially with, especially with COVID, I think a lot of people were canceling mm-hmm. European type vacations or canceling like flying trips, and they were coming here. So with COVID was actually really good to us because, there were still a lot of people coming to the area, and we had a lot of outdoor space and, people can really distance. So we're relatively new. We opened in 2019. So right as soon as we opened, we were just kind of getting good at the beer. And then COVID happened, and then it kind of gave us a little bit of time to get better at the beer. And then we've expanded our brewing capacity. So we were like very proud to be here in Fayetteville, and the town, the people here are like really progressive and, the outdoor nature type mentality. So it's a great place to live. It really is. I pinch myself sometimes like, wow, I actually live here.
Do you have a beer named after the park?
We don't, but that's a good idea.
That is a good idea.
Well,
Sarah, you got this one. Sarah needs to bring up about the beer that's named after their dog.
Oh, cool.
So we have Moondog Blonde Ale. Yeah. And it's named after our late golden retriever. So she lives on in our Blonde Ale, and it's really popular. It's one that we brew over and over, and we distribute in cans. So her face is on the can. So it's really sweet.
That's nice. I like that.
And I love this because you also, when you think about nature, and I was, on your site, and you're talking about your mission, the Free Folk Mission, free spirited beer for free spirited people. And that you believe in the power of crafting things, wild things, free things, folk things. I love all this, right? And so you obviously, being in the Appalachian region, you've got all this nature, you've got this park, you've got all this hiking and everything, but going through your beers, I want to come hang out just to try. I want to try all, but Bury the Hatchet, Bury, B-E-R-R-Y, Bury the Hatchet. I love that. Like, that's funny. You've got some good
names. There's a long backstory there to where that got its name. It came about, and it was a story we decided to bury the hatchet with some folks. And that's actually one, because being in this region, there are a lot of folks that aren't really keen on craft beer, and they're like, oh, they're not really sure about it. But that's one that people will drink. It's like, oh man, I really like that. Like, and so we've turned a lot of folks on to craft beer. So that's been really, really rewarding.
Well, that's very interesting. Cool. Bury the Hatchet. That's funny because you think about, the Hatfield and McCoys and things like that, those good old stories. And first thing I thought was Lizzie Borden. I don't know why. I don't know. Well, it just came right to my head. But then you've got Soul Sister Sour. Tell us about the Soul Sister Sour.
That's one of my favorite sours. It's a kettle sour, and it's one of the sours that people like, even if they say they don't like sours, because it's not too sour. It's just balanced with a little bit of sweetness, and it still tastes like beer. So people really like it. So actually, that's in the fermenter right now, and so I'm excited to have that one back on tap.
Ooh, I love that. And I love sours because it's kind of like, and have it with sourdough. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's a pizza place out here that we've been going to, Piazza, I think it's called. They have really good wood fired pizza. And if you leave it for the next day and have it cold with a beer, old habits never die, but, the next day the crust goes into sourdough, which it is amazing. Like, you must have this crust.
You just because taste it to more. Me.
Yeah. When bread, Nancy used to make this bread where you didn't have to knead it or anything, and you throw it in, and the longer you wanted it, like, the more sourdough it become. And it's so good with beer, Oh, and you made beer bread too. That's fun. But I think there's something good in the fall to have a little bit of sour, you know?
It's wakey-wakey time. I'm hungry. You up.
I know. No, the cerulean warbler. So, yeah, the little bit of, you know, bird life going on there, too. So, an Appalachian light, I like this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the cerulean warbler is part of our Wild and Free series, which has become really popular with a lot of our regulars. And so we do smaller batch beers, and so we'll highlight a species of concern or even an endangered species. The cerulean warbler is a blueberry lavender saison. So there's a lot going on there. It's not for everyone, but it's one of my favorites right now. So we get local blueberries, local lavender, and just to highlight the migratory songbird, the cerulean warbler. Beautiful bird.
So then when people drink it, they all start singing?
Yeah.
Or start warbling. You have to have a warble to the voice. You might have to start sounding like Stevie Nicks or something.
Oh, no.
What the, speaking of that, you've got to have music somewhere in town, right? And you've got the folk club, and you've got, like, I went, as soon as I heard your name, I'm like, they have to have music. Do you have music? Mm-hmm. Or is there music nearby?
We actually have music every Saturday. Yeah. So we, cool. And we'll do, for special events, we'll have a few bands, but usually it's just like a one person, you know, singer, songwriter. And so, so we've got quite the, you know, we've got a lot of people to choose from around here, and a lot of people want to play here. So it's a lot of fun.
That's cool. This is really cool
to hear
about.
Sounds like a party.
I know. I think we're going to have to go back, you know, and then you've got food too and cocktails. So you don't just stop at beer. There's wine, there's cocktails and mocktails, and you've got all kinds of chicken wings and fried feta. Oh my.
Oh my gosh. Ooh. Yeah. So we've kind of gone up and down with food since COVID, but we've landed in a really nice spot now, I think, with having like a Greek inspired menu with gyros and Greek salads. And my background is in nutrition, so I'm all about, offering people healthy food. So that's a big part of, kind of what we do there. So,
sounds really healthy.
Beer.
but hummus, but it's lighter fare and Mediterranean. Our Dr. Jackie Bonney's on our show all the time. She's a cardiologist, and she's written a book on the Mediterranean diet being the most beneficial for your heart. And unfortunately, it got locked in her computer and she can't get into her computer. And it really sucks because her first book is a bestseller. I know, it's a best-selling book. And then now you can't, she wrote this whole manuscript during COVID and she's not happy. And then we have to remind her to meditate because it's not good to be unhappy. Like, it's not good for your heart, but she'll be doing more, but, she says, like, this is good. And if you're going to drink beer or wine or whatever, you've got to balance it out. Right. So, I love that it's lighter because sometimes you go like pub food is fun, but it just, if you're already drinking like an IPA and then you try to have a burger, it's not going to sit well, you know? So I think, it's just a lot. But I'll do it. Tell anyone.
It works for me, though. I'll do it. I'll indulge.
I was going to say, I can work my way.
Karen can
it.
Eat all she wants. Karen is just one of those people who can eat all she wants, and it doesn't matter. But since you've got a nutrition background, Sarah, I have a question, because I heard that if you could drink a Guinness and you would have all the nutrients that you needed for 30 days. Oh, do you think that's true?
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that. I'd have to look into that. But yeah, I'm not sure about that. I know people think that Guinness is a really like heavy, like calorie dense beer, but it's actually pretty light.
Yep.
It is. Mm-hmm. It's kind of thin. I always thought it was a thin tasting beer, you know. What got you started into beer? Like, coming from a nutrition background, what said, okay, I'm gonna open a brewery?
Well, my husband and I, Jeff, are co-owners, and so we've only been at this since about 2018. And but years before, we had a pear tree in our yard. We used to live up in Morgantown, West Virginia. We're a little farther north from here. And so we had a pear tree, and so we kind of got into fermentation that way, and it's just something that piqued our interest. And my husband is he's a gearhead. He loves machines and how things work. So he just dove headfirst into, you know, all of the tanks and the science. So we made a career change and moved to Fayetteville in 2018, and here we are. You know, we bought a building on the side of the road and touched every square inch of it. And we started out with a 3.5 barrel system, and now we're up to a 20 barrel system. So,
it's been good to us.
The most rewarding part about this, I think, is just like the creative freedom. You know, we can do what we want. We can name the beers. We get to do all of these events and collaborate with other breweries. And so we've made so many friends, and it's just such an inclusive field. I mean, it's been very rewarding.
Cool.
Well, it sounds like fun. And listen, that being an entrepreneur is hard work, right?
Yeah.
But there's being able to, like you said, do what you want. And when someone tries to dictate, you can just go, that ain't happening here. That's not our attitude. That's not what works. You know, I think Steve and Karen, you guys just celebrated 5 years of your anniversary. I can't even say it. But 5 years. I mean, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys are pretty close to each other on times. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
That's another good name for a beer. Time flies.
Yeah, time flies. Yeah. I like that.
I like that too, especially when you drink beer. Time does really fly.
It just flies.
Are you dog friendly for people that are traveling, you know, road tripping with their dogs?
We are very dog friendly, yes. Yeah, so we allow dogs inside. Inside, outside, all around, and we've had pretty good luck with it. And you know, our tap room manager is this. She, I think, Karen and Steve, you met Rachel.
We did.
She's the absolute best. And so we actually have one of our folk club. We have one of our folk club members makes these really nice dog treats. I mean, they're like really high end, like really healthy dog treats. And she keeps it in stock with those. So, sometimes we joke, like, especially in the winter, that it's like it turns into a dog party inside. But they mind their manners. And, yeah, so that's another thing that, you know, people that are coming to visit the national park are oftentimes coming with their fur babies. So, and they're traveling in RVs or, you know, campers. And so they like to have somewhere that they can go to hang out outside. And we're super laid back. I mean, I'm sometimes a little too laid back, but and so that's a real big plus for folks.
Oh, this is cool. Steve and Karen, you had a good time there, obviously. It sounds like.
Absolutely. We brought our pups, of course, too, because, you know, any chance they can go anywhere. And, you know, Ozzy meet and greet everybody, you know, so he fit right in.
Oh, I bet. I bet. And Oreo, I know Oreo probably still wants the cheese fries or the fried feta, right? I know. Oreo, you know.
Oh, yeah. He wanted more of the burger. Yeah, he did.
Oh, he wants the burger. You go, Oreo. Yeah. I love it. So, Fayetteville, I know, Sarah, you may have to go at some point. So if you have to, we understand, but we love having you here. So stay if you can. Whatever you need to do. I know what it's like running a brewery, and it's getting to that hour for you guys, but, and everyone again, freefolkbrew.com and everything, you know, Steve and Karen's article and photos and all the links to everything we talk about will be in the show notes. So watch for that. Whether you're listening on YouTube or Spotify or wherever. The links are there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Fayetteville. So it sounds like this is a good spot to go for New River Gorge. And hiking wise, can you guys give us a little idea I mean, it sounds like I remember being just even the south side that there's a gazillion trails you can take. All over.
That wasn't in waterfall. It's the same thing as here. It was a hard choice of what do we do in a short amount of time. So being this time we had the dogs with us, it limited us a little bit more. We like the usually a little more challenging, so we chose something a little easier for their sake. We did the Endless Wall. I know Sarah gave us recommendations too, so that's why I'm like, we stuck with Endless Wall and what was the other one, Steve? The one that you see the bridge. I'm trying to remember
Long
the
point.
Name of it.
Long Point.
Yes. That's it. Yes.
Nice. Okay.
So they were both very nice hikes. Just different views. You know, Endless Wall had more of the rocky part of the gorge where you could see the rock face and look down and watch like the whitewater rafts down below. And then the other trail was where you get down to a nice little rock overlook and you could see perfect view down the river of the New River Gorge Bridge, which was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Now,
both
now
about
the bridge,
two, three miles.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the hike
like
was
two, three mile hikes.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
that's not bad at all.
Yeah, not bad.
No. Reasonable for most people. You know, most levels of hikers could easily handle that. We felt it was easy for what we're used to.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, not too
that's
steep,
cool.
Really.
Yeah, and that's important, too. Like, if you haven't been hiking and you're not, you know, with it that way, you do something easy. You know, don't go and try and run the marathon if you're not used to it, you know? It's true,
exactly.
Especially if you're from a different area. Like, you know, when we lived out in the Southwest, you'd watch people come in and, you know, the summer,
oh,
and it's
boy.
Like 115 degrees thinking they
you're
can
like,
do a
uh-uh.
hike, and halfway through they're dying, you know, and literally. And then a monsoon comes and they flood out, you know, so it's the way it goes. But I wanted to ask you guys about the bridge walk. Tell me about this because I don't – so you're actually walking under the bridge? Like, I feel like we've been talking about it right now, and my heart is going, like, shaking already. Oh, on the catwalk.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Cool. They do it 365 a year and everything, too. We were talking to our guide, and she said they do it in the winter when it's
winter.
A little icy and frigid cold
windy.
Wind blowing through the bridge and all that good stuff. But, yeah,
sounds
it's like a
beautiful
catwalk, I believe.
But yeah.
How high were you?
So we went the whole length, like 875 feet or approximately. It's one of the tallest.
It's high.
It's high. It's definitely high. I have an issue with heights, but I like to push the limits.
Yeah, me too. I have to listen to Bob Marley if I'm going to go high. Like, seriously, I know that sounds funny, but it's true. Like, if we go on mountain passes, like the ones in Colorado, we did the $1 million highway. Talk about a road trip. Oopsie. We drove from Florence, Colorado, which is in southwest corner of Colorado. And it's known for its prisons, like the maximum security prison system out there where El Chapo came.
Boy.
Yeah, it was cool. But talk about a bridge. They have that massive bridge over there, too. It's the Royal Gorge is what it's called, the Royal Gorge.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got the Arkansas River and everyone's whitewater rafting.
Huge.
And this gorge thing, I'm like, every time I'd look at it, I'm like, dude, no way. But we thought, okay, we're just going to do this, you know how we do our weird, crazy drives and just wherever we sleep, you know, kind of thing. And off we went. And we drove to the canyons of Gunnison. So you go through Kurasanti National Recreation Area, which is just like there's water on both sides of the road when you're driving and just these incredible, just the geology is insane. It's insane. And then you go to the Black Canyon of Gunnison National Park.
Ooh.
And I went to the edge, man. And I'm getting that. I'm like, you know, is my camera going
to
fall in? Don't take a cell phone
zone.
Photo. Like, yeah. And then because we went from the ground on up and then looked down and I get weird. But we did like the Monarch National Park, the Monarch Mountain
Waste
Pass
Station
or whatever.
Thing.
We went up like 13 to 15,000 feet on these highways. And
wow.
I'm doing one after the other. And I'm like, Nancy's just like, let me out of the car because she sees the white knuckles. And I think Bob Marley, Bob Dylan, I know some people won't want to hear that part, but Bob Marley will get me through it. Like I have to get into calm my heart down because even talking to you, I'm getting like freaked out.
Just
but,
thinking of it. Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, and
I get
then
it.
We had, this is the most insane thing. We drove from the Black Canyon of Gunnison and we thought, okay, we'll stop in a forest here. We'll do this. And we ended up in Ouray, Colorado, which is where they do that ice climbing with the ice picks on the mountains. Seriously. And we're okay, we'll go towards Durango. Look at this road here. This is one of the most deadliest roads in the world. There's no railing. Wow. And it was built, and it's so tiny and thin. And it was built just so that they could do for the mining, just to get things on the from the mine from A to B. Look up Million Dollar Highway. I literally, it was a full moon. And so it started to turn dark. And I'm literally, and we both had to pee. And we needed to pee like hours ago. And we couldn't find, there's no pulling over to pee. There's I was so nervous. I'm at that point where I'm going to stop the car in the middle of the road and cry. You know what I mean? Like that bad.
Yep.
And we're going, we make it. But there is the Red Mountain, and the moon came up over Red Mountain. Insanely just forest. I mean, it keeps winding around. It is spectacular. It's through the San Juan Mountains, it's part of national forest land. And then we ended up in Durango. And we went to go to the bathroom at a gas station, and there was some weird dude that looked drugged up. So we ran back into the car, took off, and we ended up in Shiprock, New Mexico, following a truck. And we finally got to a bathroom in Holbrook, Arizona, outside Petrified the Painted Forest National Park, or Petrified Forest National Park. And we sat out there, and luckily we do carry wine and things on our way. And we sat under the full moon that night in the car waiting for the park to open, because we thought, we could go camp. Look at the website for national parks before you think you can do stuff. We slept underneath a dinosaur sculpture. And in the morning, a bus of school kids came by to pick up kids right there. And we're sitting in the car going, what are we doing? But anyway, that was the longest we've held our bladders, Nancy, I think. Really. I mean, if you think from... That was a long time.
They got stretched and they haven't gone back.
Yeah, and outside Shiprock, there were people walking in the streets, drunk, and it was just crazy. But it was fun. I mean, now it's fun, right? So in the movie.
Well, that's it. It's a road trip you remember.
Yeah, sure. We should have recorded that one. We really should have.
Yeah, but, definitely.
So when you went up to Fayetteville and to New River Gorge from Asheville, see, I think a lot of people going back and forth, and like when she was saying about the proximity for people, when Sarah was talking about how close people are, were you able to take, because when we did the southern portion, right, we tried to get to the bridge, but we went and got a hotel instead. Near a serpentarium in some town. I can't remember what town it was, but there was a serpentarium. Oh. I know.
That'd be cool.
I have to look up our notes, but we went on and off the Blue Ridge Parkway, which was so gorgeous, and especially in the fall. And then we went over the mountains. I mean, it was incredibly drop dead gorgeous. So did you manage to do any part of it or no?
We didn't do any part of the Blue Ridge Parkway on this trip. We did earlier this year when we had gone up north. So this time we did not. We took the highways, but we stopped in a cute little town that you may know. It's called Wytheville. A cute little historic town. We went there just as a little pit stop, actually, on the way back down. We wanted somewhere to eat, somewhere dog friendly. And it's a brewery, of course, called Seven Dogs, where they rescued these seven dogs, so they named it after the animals they rescued. So, of course, we had to go visit this place, you know. And then they had a little doggy menu, so, of course, the boys got their own little hamburger patty and had a good time. That was a cute little place.
Yeah, that patty was bigger than the one they put on my burger.
Yeah, mine too.
Well, maybe they thought you were a chihuahua.
Yeah.
It could be.
Oh my gosh. And so driving with the dogs too, was that easy enough for folks, you know, if their dogs are used to being on the road? I mean, Ozzie and Oreo are. There's enough places to pull over.
Yeah, there were plenty of rest stops and this and that. You figure our drive from here to West Virginia was about 4 hours. So
that's not bad.
Not terrible. Not terrible. And then, like I said, we did a little more driving from like the southern part of the park to the northern part, because then we wanted to see things in the northern, like Cathedral Falls, which was not like, it's a parking lot. You can see a waterfall there without even really a hike, just a few minutes, you know, walk up to
A couple rocks if you want.
We went to Hawk's Nest State Park just for the views. Didn't get the chance to do any of the hikes, but you get a nice view of the river and the dam down there. And then what was the other one we did with the, I'm trying to remember, Babcock State Park is the other park we did. Where the grist mill is like the infamous picture everybody thinks of West Virginia. Very cool, very picturesque. So we had fun taking pictures over there, checking out the grist mill, took a walk with the dogs. Ozzy, of course, jumped in the creek for a little. Yeah, he went swimming.
Oh, we love this.
He didn't realize how deep it was.
So did you go? Because I know when you first talked, you said you might do Tennessee. You might go to Grayson Highland State Park in Virginia and may do something in Ohio. Or did you just stick really much in West Virginia?
Well, we did make it to Ohio, but disappointingly, the waterfall was dry. So unfortunately, it was not the best experience. We did make it there, and we did do that hike in Hocking Hills State Park. We didn't end up doing anything in Tennessee. But we did do Grayson Highlands Park on the way back down through Virginia. So we stopped back down and did Wifeville for a little bit of lunch. And then we went to Grayson Highlands Park. We did that without the dogs because that's known for the wild ponies.
Right.
Ooh.
And did you see any?
And we did find, we did. It took us, we went all the way towards we went further than we need to. We went to the top of the ridge. We had heard different sightings seen in different places depending on the, you know, the day. You know how it goes with wildlife. You never know. So we're like, we're going to go to take the longest route and hope that we see them up on this ridge, beautiful views. Of course, we saw signs of ponies everywhere, but we didn't find any up there. So we hiked back down, talked to a few people, and they were saying they were seeing some by where they have the gate when you first start the trail. We're like, okay, by the time we get down there, there won't be any. What do you know, though? There's one just like hanging out there, eating, pulling the grasses. So we got some nice pictures at a distance, of course, unlike some people we saw taking pictures. Yeah. But you know how that goes.
There's a big bull there, too.
Oh, yeah. See, but that will get you, you know. And it, you know, be careful. I mean, when we were in Great Smoky Mountains National Park on, I think we drove from, it was crazy. I remember that trip. We were in Merritt. We started the morning in Merritt Island, wildlife refuge in Florida up by Titusville. I love that. There's a couple wildlife refuges. That is like, they have a wildlife drive and you will see gators. You will see herons. You'll see eagles.
Yeah,
you'll see
beautiful.
Every like you know, the tricolor. Is it the tricolored heron? It mind blowing. And then osprey, they have this one section, just like one osprey after the other. And anyway, and then you can go to Canaveral Beach, which has nudie beaches in a national park, a national seashore. Go ahead. You can be on a nudie beach and watch rockets take off. Like, that is hysterical to me. Even to get me started. I have photos of the nudie beach. Like, they're like warning signs. This is a nudie beach. And I'm like, only in Florida, man. I love it.
I didn't know.
This is a rocket in my pocket.
Wow.
So that, sorry, it's one of my favorite.
Well, you fail your launch of those old folks, I'll bet.
No, and I'm just like, I don't know. Like, maybe that's where the Dirty Godiva really was born.
Ladies and gentlemen, got a delay.
Yeah, circle back to that. But we did this trip. So I remember going, okay, and we were in t-shirts and everything. And they were like, I remember texting you too. You know, we're going to do this detour to Great Smoky Mountain National Park. And you told us where to go for seeing the elk. It was September. It was this time last year, actually, when you think about it.
Two years ago. It might have been
It was 2 years. And you told us to go down to some valley for the elk.
Cataluchi.
That's it.
Cataluchi.
And there's a little, we went down there and there were elk and there was elk with their babies. And people trying to take their babies and stand next to the elk with the elk's babies. And
I know.
Park Service had to yell at people. And we're just going. Yeah. You know, you as an adult can do it, but don't do it to the kid. That's stupid. You know, don't let the kid get
hurt. You can't do it
and
at
the bull.
All.
I know.
You can't do it at all. You can't do it at all. Just leave the wildlife wild. And don't mess with it. And that's why you have telephoto lenses and cameras like that. Well, just grow up.
Yeah, yeah. But they have, that's neat because they have the grist mill out there too, like a little mill near there.
Oh, and that's cool.
There's like a, it's in a different area that we went to. And it, the, you know, leaves were coming down and you couldn't go inside because it was still COVID time, but fall leaves were coming and it was just, it, I was like, wow, this is different. And then we did the Blue Ridge Parkway to you guys. It was just outstanding. And there's little communities within the park too, you know, with little churches and stuff. So yeah, I'm thinking like, I'm going to have to put where we went and where you went and do some kind of.
Definitely.
Thing. Like, I think so.
Oh,
I think
the other
this
note,
is a cool story.
Yeah, the other note about Grayson Highlands, we only did like we ended up doing I think about 5 miles that day, more than we expected to do. So there's other trails. There's actually a waterfall we didn't get to see. There's also the Virginia Creeper Trail out there. I guess it's real popular. It's more for biking. So for people that are into that, that looked really cool. We saw a lot of people biking. And of course, as we stopped, when we went back to, our accommodations, and of course we have to stop at the Damascus Brewery, which you would appreciate was a beaver logo.
Really? Cool. No way.
Yes.
So now did you get to a Buc-ee's?
It's Buc-ee's.
You went
we
to
did
a
not.
Buc-ee's.
There were no Buc-ee's. There were no Buc-ee's on this route. No. So we came across the beaver. Closest thing, I took the picture where they have the picture of their keg with the, like a stuffed beaver with the look. So you will see that. That is, it's cute. It's fitting. It's funny.
Yep.
We need to go. You know, we you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And he sells some hippie brownies there for you too, if you like.
No way. So that's the creeper. That's why everybody's just creeping real slow. You know, we've done
one.
There
you get one. Don't eat a whole one.
Yeah, no, you'll be happy floating down the river. But we have been through part of the Virginia Creeper Trail, and you can even go to, it's like one highway, and it goes
it's
close
beautiful.
To Roanoke, and it is gorgeous. And then there's this little town, Buckland. Buc-ee's. I don't know, but I love it. Burn Station or something, and it's right on the St. James River, and this is like a river highway. From back in the day, historically, but people kayak it. It's like a national river, you know, heritage highway as a river. And it's like these old bridges, you know, these old truss bridges. And every time if we are anywhere on that road, Nancy and I'm like, we have to go there because we found it by accident one morning. I was like falling asleep, you know, driving. Yeah. I'm like, I got to pull over. We ended up in this insanely historic, tiny, tiny town. On this beautiful river in the setting, there's kayaking right there. And they've got a little gazebo and a park. And, you know, and so we went in, you know, had our breakfast munchies out there and woke up. And I mean, and every time we're there, it's fall and the fall colors. And there's like the mist on the water and it. Oh, man. Ooh. Yeah, we're going to have to put this all together because, you know, this it's an amazing route you guys have. That, you know, Asheville's in the center. And I think that is so neat. We just interviewed a band in Asheville and they're in Hendersonville, near you guys.
Okay.
They were talking, the one lady just moved there and they're like, it is amazing how central Asheville is to everything. Like you can go with 4 to 5 hours and see, you know, and just be still very connected. And they were doing a good job of promoting Asheville. I was like, yay. It's a good thing you guys sponsored the episode, by the way. Got to meet our
Very
friends,
nice.
You know. Did you get any music in while you were on this road trip?
Well, we were supposed to, and the band we were supposed to see ended up having to cancel due to some kind of illness. Mm. So, unfortunately, we really didn't. So, I mean, we were trying to tie that all in with doing the breakfast, the beer, and music, and. Little of everything, so it didn't go ideal, but you know how trips go. Traveling, that's the way it goes nowadays. Things don't always go in line, but we were excited that we did find the wild ponies. We didn't think we thought we were going to strike out on that, so we were lucky after putting in a good hike, we actually got the reward at the end.
Very cool.
So that's, you know, I think that's the thing, you always have these detours on a road trip, right, Nancy? Nancy knows about that. She calls it what
detour.
Could go wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the what could go wrong detour.
Yeah. Our GPS, Jane, yeah. We call her Jane for, you know, Jane's addiction.
Yep.
Jane says, that's why she got her name, our GPS. And, she's taking us like, oh, you're going to go over this bridge and this way to get to the highway. And this isn't a wildlife refuge. And we found out like we're in the middle of a hunting zone and these are for only, you know, off vehicles, like bikes and stuff. And you're on this road, like it's a one road road, like one high lane, tiny thing in alligator country. Remember in Louisiana?
Oh yeah. That was funny.
And we got, and I can hear frogs and I know there's gators. And there's hunters everywhere, and Pincy and I are like, holy crap. I had to reverse down this dirt road because I couldn't go over the bridge because, like, it will go down. And so Nancy and I had lunch on the bridge. We said, okay, we could get shot, but let's just sit on the bridge and have lunch, which we did. And, and then, you know, reversed, I don't know how many miles down this dirt road to get out because
really
you cannot turn around.
It's really tiny. Bridge.
Yeah. Tiny, tiny.
Skinny.
It belongs in Tiny Town. You know? But it sounds like you guys had an awesome road trip. You know, ponies, waterfalls, you know, breweries, dog time.
Lots of nature. Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome.
It had everything we're looking for. And anybody, similarities between Fayetteville and Asheville were actually kind of interesting because we heard more and more from locals. We actually had a couple here that were guests right before we left that were happened to be in similar area in West Virginia. They were like right down the road, so they were like excited to share with us about like what to do in their area because we had been sharing with them all week about what's here. So it was kind of nice to trade, you know, tips and tricks. So they were comparing it to small. Actually, the artist community, the creative feeling, the nature, and it really is on a small scale. It's pretty cool.
That's awesome. Nice. Awesome. Everyone, again, the link will be in the show notes so you can see the photos, the write-up that they're doing, Steve and Karen, and of course, go to lion-rose.com. I mean, as road trippers, this is one of the best things about your bed and breakfast and is that it is you don't have to be hoity-toity in high heels, but you can if you want. But like if you're on a road trip and you want to be chilled out and have a wonderful experience in a Victorian mansion, you can. In an awesome neighborhood, historic neighborhood, close to restaurants, the art district, and you want to be able to go on like the Blue Ridge Parkway and all that. Steve and Karen are, you know, in a great location and it's fun. And you get beer mimosas on Sundays, you know. So it's a good thing. Well, thank you, everybody. We're back here every fourth Monday with our road trip radio. I don't know what's going to happen in October. I have a funny feeling it's going to be haunted highways or something.
That would be good.
I think we're going to have to do something ghostly. Yeah. I mean, why not?
Yeah.
I think, we could start with the, maybe we'll have to put you guys in there because you have, because it's the 24th right before Halloween. You guys have the cemetery behind you with O. Henry.
It
was his birthday the other day, too. And
you need a ghost beard. So every time somebody goes, if they turn their head, it disappears.
Ooh.
Because I'll
be right there.
I like that better.
Just be in the same room with
Lisa. I was saying we should do something that's like a hot beer, just figuring like we have all these peppers that Steve's grown and we have so many peppers we don't know what to do with. We're giving them away to everybody. I said maybe we should do a hot beer that, you know, somehow haunted, like try to tie that in with haunted somehow. But I like the disappearing beer sound better.
I think
I love it when it disappears into my belly.
Well, gee, we've never seen that.
But everybody can see where it is. But hop and hot. I like that. Hop and hot.
I like that.
It's one of my favorite cocktails I've ever had. Like, and you know, I don't always go cocktail-y. It was in a Peruvian restaurant in Portland, Oregon. They had habanera. It was a martini with passion fruit and habanero. And Ooh. Like,
oh boy.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds like a belly boiler right there.
I think we need I feel like we need to go, and it's Hatch chili season now too. I think the Hatch chilies came early this year in New Mexico. Yeah, yeah. So chili and beer. Think about that. Ooh. Yeah, if you dry them, can't you add it as a spice if you dry them up? The habaneros?
Mm-hmm.
You could dry it and have a...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You do that too.
You could have a hot, dirty Godiva. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Chili and chocolate go hand in hand.
Hey, I like the sound of that. Yeah, chocolate and chili, spice and sweet. I love that idea.
Hot, dirty Godiva.
I tried to do the dirty Godiva before, but it didn't come out very spicy.
Well,
so I thought maybe you had some habaneros this time.
Ooh, this is fun. I like it. I like it. Everyone, thank you so much for joining us here on Big Blend Radio. Thank you, listeners. Keep up with us at bigblendradio.com. Let's go have some beer.
Yeah.
Yes. Cheers.
Cheers.